This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. A group of Michigan lawmakers has introduced legislation in Washington, D.C. to authorize building a new Sioux lock. Supporters of the project say a new lock is needed as a backup. A report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 2015 said that an extended shutdown at the Sioux could send the nation into recession. Passing the authorization bill would not guarantee that the project happens, though. Congress has passed similar bills in the past 30 years, but has never committed the hundreds of millions of dollars it would take to build a new Sioux lock. Senator Gary Peters co-sponsored the authorization bill. We spoke last week. Senator Gary Peters, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Why do we need to pass an authorization bill again?
Well, as a new Congress gets seated, you have to make sure that there's the will of Congress to move forward. Having an authorization bill sets a clear statement that this project is authorized by the Congress, and then we work with the appropriators as well as the Corps of Engineers to make sure the appropriate funding is allocated according to the authorization.
How does this legislation bring us closer to building a new lock?
Well, it's one piece of bringing us closer. I think a critical component of all of this will be a study that will hopefully come out from the Army Corps of Engineers soon that will show the significant economic impact should something happen with the locks and that they were to fail. We basically have one major lock, the Poe Lock, in which most of the larger ships travel through. In fact, it's the only lock that the large ships can travel through. So roughly 70 to 80% of the material coming through the Sioux Locks is confined to one old lock that needs continuous repair. Currently, they're able to repair it during the winter season, but that can't go on forever. They're going to need to shut it down. And these the locks have been categorized by some folks as basically the Achilles heel for manufacturing in North America, the raw materials that go into steel mills and then go throughout the manufacturing economy pass through the Sioux Locks. So it is the classic definition of strategic infrastructure.
The Lake Carriers Association has strongly advocated for building a new lock. And the president of the group said on this program earlier this year that he was optimistic that President Trump could be the one to help get a new lock built. How are you feeling about the future of the lock project under the Trump administration?
Well, I think we have to wait and see what happens under the Trump administration in terms of infrastructure. He certainly did talk an awful lot about infrastructure during the campaign for president, and certainly that's something that I'm willing to work with him on. I think we need to invest in infrastructure. We've got to find some common ground. But quite frankly, I'm disappointed we haven't heard any kind of plans from the president. And although we're now 6 months into his administration, you would have thought, based on his statements during the campaign, that this would have been a priority for him, but apparently it has not been.
You've been strongly critical of President Trump on a number of issues, and it's no secret that there's been partisan gridlock in Washington for a long time. How has strife between Republicans and Democrats affected the ability to get projects like the Sioux Locks done?
Well, there are still ways that we can work together in a bipartisan way. I do that. I passed innovation bill end of last year in a bipartisan way. I'm currently working on some pretty comprehensive legislation involving automobiles, self-driving vehicles. I'm working with the chairperson of the Senate Commerce Committee, Senator Thune, a ranking Republican and chair of the committee. And so there are ways that we can work together and bipartisan. And I truly believe that when it comes to infrastructure, when it comes to investing in roads and bridges, that that should not be a partisan issue. Now, it's always a problem trying to make sure we can pay for it, but I do believe that we'll be able to find some common ground.
The Army Corps has said that a new lock would cost around $600 million. That was a couple years ago. Senator Stabenow recently said that it could cost more than that. Do you know what the price tag would be?
I think it's difficult to know exactly what it would be at this point, but the problem with every infrastructure project is that the longer you wait, the more expensive it gets.
Senator Gary Peters, nice to talk.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently working on a study of the economic benefits and costs of building a new lock. The project needs favorable marks in the study to be eligible for funding by Congress. The report was expected to be finished by December, but since we spoke with Senator Peters last week, the Army Corps in Detroit has announced that it has unexpectedly not received $400,000 that it expected to get to finish the study. The Army Corps says it's looking for money from other projects to finish the Sioux Lock's analysis. This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio.